Oh yeah, we're about to get nerdy with behind the scenes tech talk as it pertains to social media, video platforms, podcasting, websites, and more. So take off those pocket protectors. You won't need them here. Pour yourself a tall glass of Code Red Mountain Dew, get comfortable, and prepare to talk nerdy. After Hours starts right now.
What is up, everybody? It is time for some After Hours. And man, I almost feel like pulling the G-webs. I'm so tired, right? But we're gonna get through this. I've had some requests lately. Actually got one as recent as a few hours ago to talk about Patreon a little bit and some of the things that you could do over on Patreon. And that gives also an opportunity for those that may be out in the live chat there, the comments later in replay, or on the panel here, to kind of pimp their stuff and talk about their Patreon and, you know, everything they have to offer for the support over there. So before we get to that, though, just real quickly, let everyone know that, yeah, we are live here on the YouTube, watching the chats as usual, and we're simulcast over on gunchannels.com as well. I'm going to put something in the side chat, so bear with me just a second. Wonderful television here, I know. Okay, I am back. Hopefully, folks are looking at the little side chat there. So now I'm back. So we're going to run through the room, welcome everybody in, and we're going to get started. We've got kind of a small room, so it'll take me probably a little bit of time. I do quite a bit with Patreon. I really love the platform, love all the features, I love all the ways of engagement and the things that you can do. So I know that I'll have a lot to say. And, you know, I don't know, maybe the folks on the panel here will be the same way. So welcome in that guy's wife.
Hello, and thank you.
And Mr. Gizzard, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for the invite.
Ghost, what's happening, man?
Well, I had to fire my agent today. I've been waiting for over 20 years to be drafted in the NBA, and I'm beginning to think he's not doing his job. So that happened today.
All right. Yeah, that kind of sucks. Maybe it's time to cross over. You know, be like a NBA and baseball, or, you know, basketball and football, or maybe badminton.
Yeah, well, he got me a contract for like a semi-pro league in Afghanistan, but the deal was I had to clean the bathrooms after each game, and I said that, you know, that's a no-go.
Yeah, with an Afghani diet, that could be a little rough, for sure.
That could be tough, yeah, yeah. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And then got a link out there for a couple of other people. They may be jumping in, but we're going to head and get this started, and I guess I'm going to start out kind of giving my spiel and talking a little bit about the various things that I do and how I use Patreon and how it's set up and all of that. And then we'll run that through the room. We may have some other folks jump in and we'll run that through the room. Before I get started on that, just a reminder that, you know, this is, since we are live, you know, it is an open forum. So if you're in the chat over there on the Gun Channel side, which I got to get the chat room up for the Gun Channel side, which I do now. But, yeah, if you're over there or on the YouTube side and you want to ask some questions, some of those nerdy questions, if you've got questions about tech or social media stuff, or whatever, then, yeah, absolutely ask those. If you're watching, I guess, as it would be maybe even listening in the replay, that's what the comments below are for. So drop any questions or conversation topics down there as well. And we'll carry on. So yeah, as far as Patreon goes with my channel, Oh, good Lord. It's probably going on, you know, going on close to 2 years now. That thing's been up, and I have had an absolute blast with it. And, you know, a few things that, you know, come to mind that's important, because you could very well have people that are browsing Patreon looking for people to support, whatever. So you want to make sure of a couple of things right off the bat. You want to make sure that, you know, everything as far as information is put out there. And that's one thing, honestly, up until maybe a couple of weeks ago or something like that. It's honestly something that I was a little bit lacking on, not overall or not anything specific necessarily, but, you know, just overall with the amount of information that was out there. So one of the things that I went in and changed up was that very front page, the homepage, and made sure that it sort of talked about the channel and what we do on the channel. And, you know, it went over, you know, what we did as far as content, different things we did, the schedule of those things that we do, went into, you know, special projects, special things that, you know, we do specifically for Patreon, which we'll get into those in a few minutes. Just got a little more detail, in that front page, because if people are browsing around and looking, you know, that's what's going to capture their attention, right? That's what's going to make them think that, oh, wow, I really like, you know, what's going on here. I like the projects. I like the regularity of the content that's being put out, whatever the case may be. And in the same way, when it comes to those perk levels, I'm a big fan, I'm a huge fan of having that dollar level, that dollar perk level. And, you know, some people out there don't have that. And I mean, if you get to be a bigger channel, maybe you can do that. But, you know, the dollar level, that does add up, you know, and at some point with fees and things like that, I get it. You know, you're not getting the entire, you know, dollar. Somebody, you know, has to be a middleman with that, and of course get their cut. It's a racket. We know that. But you know, you don't think about all the little things like that adding up, and they genuinely do as you build that viewer base, follower base, listener base, whatever. You know, and they get more involved in your projects and move over to Patreon and hang out, then yeah, I mean, it grows and it makes a big difference. So you definitely want to work on that. You also want to work on the different levels and the perks and whatnot for those levels. And so I'll kind of go through roughly, you know, the top three or four levels of mine anyway. I've got some pretty high ones that nobody has yet to take advantage of, but I did put those in play because, you know, here's the thing about that. If you don't have that kind of stuff out there, and somebody runs across, you know, your Patreon, and, you know, they're wanting to give you, you know, they're wanting to give you $50 a month, but they don't see a $50 level, or they're wanting to give you $20 a month, but they don't see a $20 level, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Now Patreon does offer the option where they can do whatever they want. They can, they don't have to necessarily subscribe to one of those perk levels. They could just put a monetary value in there, but, you know, do you run the risk of potentially, you know, because you don't have that level and somebody's not maybe aware of that, do you run the potential risk of them not supporting you on any level? And I think that's certainly a possibility. And then I think it's important with those perk levels also to give, you know, to give back. Run Patreon sort of like a business. You know, that's the way I look at it. And I look at margins. I mean, 30-40% margin, something like that. Typically is pretty good, in most businesses. And, you know, so I look at Patreon the same way. And then, you know, you've got fees, of course, that are gonna account for about 10% of that. But then that still leaves you potentially 20-30%. That you can delve into the tangible perks. And so, we do, of course, limited edition, I guess you could call them, you know, Patreon only stickers, And then we do patch giveaways. We have dog tags at one perk, poker chips at one perk, and I think caps. And then it really gets into the crazy stuff. But more importantly, with perks, the fun stuff is the, you know, drawings that are done every month and, you know, able to give stuff away. For example, recently had with the Lawnchair Pop, which that will release to the public next month, but we did that Monday. And I don't know if anybody, hopefully there's folks out there that do follow over on the Instagrams, but we did a little Instagram thing where we had the EDC wallet and then a credit card, or the EDC pocket armor, I'm sorry, and a credit card wallet from Pop Off Leather, and then some other things that we were going to give away, a pretty cool prize package, because both of those little leather wallets or whatever, I mean, you're pushing like $100 retail on those things. And anyway, had a little contest giveaway, whatever, on Patreon, or not on Patreon, but on Instagram, and nobody claimed those things. We drew 5 different emails and I got 0 response. So, you know, it was cool. The Lawnchair Pop, I was able to give those away. Actually, Obnoxious, who jumped in a few minutes ago, he was the winner of those. And then every month, thanks to, in part to, G-Webs, and gear websites, more specifically, we typically give away, you know, a few patches and things like that. And then the biggie is from High Caliber Targets. Every month they donate a steel target, a steel gong, a 6-inch steel gong for us to give away. So just ways of saying thank you, you know, for the support and everything. And then there's the special content. And some of the content I've been doing, been recording some more podcasts lately. We had quite a few stacked up in the bank, but the any of the content that that we produce, as soon as it's ready for upload, as soon as it's edited and all that good stuff and ready to go, it immediately goes on to Patreon, and you know, patrons have access to that. Sometimes getting that content, you know, nearly, you know, a month and a half, maybe even close to 2 months before it actually releases to the public, which is kind of, this is kind of cool in a way. But that stuff does eventually release to the public. And then we've got the Lawnchair Pop, of course. And during that whole thing, the patrons are able to vote on the firearm that we use for that Lawnchair Pop every month. That's also the live stream where we announce the winners, right? You know, our monthly winners for Patreon over there. And then we've got the, you know, what is kind of the, oh, the executive meeting chat, the little private chat, whatever, that we do over there once a month as well. So, you know, you get access to all of that stuff. More recently, one of the things that we've been working on is a youth grant program where twice a year we can give away equipment, you know, firearms, you know, range equipment of some type, safety gear, whatever, to a couple of different, at least a couple of different youth shooting sports or, you know, youth outdoor organizations every year, right? And so that's going to be a cool partnership, I guess you could say, between all of us, patrons, myself included there over on Patreon, in conjunction with folks in the industry that see benefit to all of that. And then finally, before I welcome in the new folks that just jumped in and move on, there's the goals that are over there. And one of the things that I recently set, I've got the end on being able to, you know, unfortunately, my channel's not the size of Yankees or anything like that, and I don't know that it would ever get that big, but you know, we've got the opportunity anyway to start giving away a firearm over there. Not necessarily every world, well, certainly not every month, but you know, maybe a couple times a year, maybe even more, you know, doing something like that. So yeah, they've got goals over there on Patreon, which work differently than the perks. The perks have to do with those people that are supporting the channel. The goals are overall goals for the channel. And, you know, the way those perks are set up is, you know, at a certain number of patrons or a certain number of, you know, dollar amount of support or whatever, then we start, you know, maybe giving away this item or giving away that item or adding special content or whatever, right? So it kind of tracks the growth in a way of everything that's going on over there. And then it's important to note too, before I move on here, that with Patreon, there is a follow option. So, you know, I would encourage everybody before you take that plunge, before you decide, okay, I'm gonna throw a buck, you know, this guy's way or $5 or this gal's way even. You know, maybe follow them first. Maybe do the follow thing and get an idea of what they're doing, you know, over on Patreon, especially if you like engagement, right? Because one of the drawbacks that I see, complaints I see a lot of times, people start talking about Patreon and you hear people go, well, you know, I did Patreon for this this creator or that creator, and they never did anything, you know. And not that they didn't ever give anything away. That's not what they were getting at. What they were getting was that there's really no engagement over there. You know, they don't really post things and comment and all of that. But, you know, you can kind of follow and get an idea of what those creators are doing. So let me run through. We got a couple of super chats. I need to clear my throat first. I got a frog going on in there, I suppose. But big kid out there, $2 super chat says, send us some love. Keep up the good word. So thanks, kid. Appreciate it. Budget's apologizing for flaking out, but that's okay. And then user out there says $2 for the Fix the Model 60 SB fund. And yeah, he's referencing the Lawn Chair Pop, where we used the Marlin Model 60 SB this month and it had major issues. I had a malfunction with the safety shortly before we went live. It is fixed, by the way. So we may see a guest appearance by that Marlin Model 60 next month for the Lawn Chair Pop. So yeah, let's welcome in real quickly here, because I've vamped for the better part of 20 minutes, and welcome in a couple of other panelists that jumped in, and then we'll run this through the room and just kind of get some ideas from those that are here that work Patreon, you know, what their plan is, how they use that platform. But Tardot joined us. What's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. Thanks for having me. Kind of interested in the topic again, because, you know, I fell off Patreon for a while, and recently me and Gunpowder started picking it back up.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the Obnoxious One in the house. What's happening, brother?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Glad you could be here. So let's start down with that guy's wife. And I know that she's played around with a couple from, you know, she's got her own Patreon, of course. And then, you know, previously was working with the Gun Gals Patreon and, you know, always thinking of ideas and other things. So give us a little rundown of, you know, how you use Patreon for your projects.
I honestly am not very good at keeping up with Patreon. So a lot of the times, it's really sad to say, but Patreon's almost kind of like an afterthought sometimes with me. So I actually have already started taking notes of the things that you've been saying. Mm-hmm. I really need to start posting more things out there is my biggest thing. And plus, because I do still try to keep up with both, but it's hard. It's hard when you have multiples that you're trying to keep up with. So,
right. Yeah. Well, you know, oddly enough, with mine, I mean, I work right now on a pretty big Instagram kick. The Produce podcast sort of takes care of itself. It works kind of in the shadows and behind the scenes, and then I could disseminate that across other platforms, of course. So as far as actively working stuff, you know, put a lot of time probably in Instagram, but you know, Patreon runs a close second, if it's not even tied for first with that, because I really love the platform. So when you get in with all the different things you can do, and you get in with all the engagement, with, everybody that's out there, that's on the platform there, it's pretty awesome as well. Now, one thing I didn't mention that I did not hit on earlier when we were talking about, how mine was set up and how it operates and all that. Something that I want to throw out to everybody that's important. If you have a Patreon, make sure that you go in and you turn on the feature that shows who you're supporting. And that's important. That's important for cross collaboration efforts. That's important because, you know, somebody randomly stumbles across your channel and they like it, then, you know, maybe they support you, and then you're also potentially leading them to other channels as well. They scroll down and they're like, oh, I've never heard of this channel that, you know, is being supported. Let me go check it out. Wow, I really like that. And so, you know, that can lead to, you know, I don't know, like Obama once said, spreading the wealth around, right? Tardot, I'll let you jump in. And you can talk a little bit if you want about what you did before, and then maybe, you know, since y'all are stepping back into that arena, you know, are there things that you plan on doing differently this time around?
Well, before we did, when I did Patreon, you know, I was kind of taking note from what a lot of y'all did, with, on my tiers, having, live streams and people that would be, you know, mods on chats, different things like that. And then I was thrown in because at the time I was doing a lot of paracord. So I was doing little paracord things too for some of the tiers. This time around, the focus is more on the content so far. Now, as we get further along, our plan is to add more to our tiers, which is a big part I think I kind of missed last time was, you know, as we were going further and further along, increasing what the, I guess the interactivity with each tier in every, in all the ways. But that's kind of the plan going forward now. And also the big plan is to add more to the community. This is something I was talking about in a chat earlier with Obnoxious, was we're actually looking at getting some different projects going. I'm not, you know, we really don't have too much details, but we're looking at some doing more youth stuff with our kids and maybe trying to get more people involved with their own kids and doing videos oriented around teaching kids about the Second Amendment and teaching them how to shoot, different things like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now you hit on something there that I forgot earlier, and that, you know, because again, I do so much on Patreon that, you know, I didn't make a list for this. I was just running through off the top of my head on things that I do, but yeah, that the moderator status is one thing that, I like that. I like being able to do that on multiple levels. And I don't remember, I think it's sharpshooter status or whatever, sharpshooter level on mine or higher or something, automatically gets mod status. What's cool about your channel moderators being linked to Patreon, right? It's because, kind of like I said earlier with the private chats we have, the executive meetings, or they're sometimes called, because the folks over there on Patreon are engaged. They're supporting you. They've got some skin in the game when it comes to your channel. They know how you operate. They know how, you know, they understand how your chat, you know, you want your chats to operate and stuff like that. So, you know, they really make excellent, excellent moderators. So, that's one perk I think that is a super great perk to, give in that situation. Obnoxious One, let you jump in here on the topic of Patreon for a little bit if you want.
I'm a pretty big guy. I don't know if you want me jumping on anything. That might be detrimental.
Patreon can take it. It's a big platform.
Okay. Oh, well,
she's a big girl. It's all good.
All right. Yeah, I'm on Patreon, and I've actually taken your suggestion to it, and you know, I've got up to I think a $20 level on mine, and there's not really I've done that much, but I haven't really gotten into what those are as far as different levels. You know, for the first couple, you know, I'll send out a sticker or a patch or whatever, but and then I make moderators for anybody that's a Patreon of mine or a patron of mine. But that's really about all I've done with it. I haven't gone too deep into Patreon yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay. And I mean, if you, as we're going along and talking, I mean, if you've got questions or, you know, anything like that, I mean, by all means, because, you know, sometimes outside looking in, you know, and not having as much experience or being as involved with something, you know, can lead to some great questions, which ultimately lead to great conversation and figuring things out. Gizzard, I'll let you come in because you have done, seems like, more and more and more over the months. You're starting to get pretty heavily involved with Patreon.
Yeah, and there's so much more I could be doing. And I'm sitting here constantly trying to think of how best to work it in with what I do. I know that my patrons that I have are very loyal as far as being in my shows. It kind of makes me smile when I look up and I see all those patrons of mine out there in the chat and stuff, and they're out there watching the videos and they've got their ranches and keep it. I don't have to worry about the chat getting out of hand because, like you say, they know how to work things and how to keep everything in order, and they're engaging, which is nice. When things get a little slow, they start throwing out topics for me and stuff like that. Because as you know, I do some rather long shows sometimes on Sunday, and you got to keep things moving. But I'm kind of with everybody else on. I've got the levels. I need to figure out what to do a little bit more in detail with the levels, to where I can reward the people who are on the higher levels a little bit better. I mean, I've got the Discord set up, but it doesn't get much traffic. I'm not sure if I'm doing that right or whether it's just not the kind of thing that the guys that follow me are into. But, yeah, I try to keep my patrons informed of what's going on, what I've got coming. And I've started doing the early previews on some of my pre-recorded stuff to give them at least a few hours to watch for everybody else. And I want to make it fun for them, and I want to be able to, you know, like you guys do, share information I wouldn't necessarily share with everybody, but ideas and stuff like that. And I've got some good ideas for my patrons, so it's very interactive, and it's just going to get better.
Now, big kid out there said he'd like to create more levels. It's just tough finding perpetual rewards. And here's the thing. This is where those channel goals come into play. Before we bring Ghost in on it, go ahead and sort of answer this question or give some ideas on this anyway. Because this is kind of what I did starting out. You know, if you're a big, huge channel, right, and you create a Patreon, then potentially you could get this big, huge flood of patrons, you know, potentially get hundreds, right, of patrons within a month or something like that. It'd be an absolute nightmare. Starting Patreon as early as possible within, you know, your channel being small and that kind of stuff allows your Patreon to grow with your channel. So you don't have that rush of people that could be overwhelming and hard to get around. With that being said, as far as the levels and those perpetual perks are going to be, you know, giveaway things and special content and stuff like that for the most part. As far as those one time for joining up tangible, you know, perks, like I was talking about with the dog tags, the poker chips, the stickers, the patches, you know, the other stuff. what you can do is you actually can fund those starting out through PayPal in a way. And you do, I mean, not PayPal, but Patreon in a way. And you do that through, like I said, through those goals. Set a channel goal, for example. You know, start out with something simple like stickers. Well, you know, you could get whatever, 100 stickers. I'm pretty sure you could get close to 100 stickers anyway, depending on the design, for, you know, $50 or so. So, you know, set you up a goal on Patreon that says, hey, once we get to $50, you know, in Patreon support, we will start giving away stickers to everybody that signs up on Patreon, right? And then, you know, you've got people that are joining on and all that. Well, all that money, again, we talk about those dollar, you know, support levels, they add up. And eventually you get to that $50 mark a month. Well, you've already got everything in the previous months, and hopefully you've been frugal with that and managing it properly. Then you can order those 100 stickers. So then, you know, if you've, maybe you've only got average Patreon support is about $4 per Patreon, per patron, right? So for $50, I mean, you're looking at, you know, less than 15 patrons. So out of that, those 100 stickers that you've now bought, you've got 85 stickers left. So you can give 85 patrons going forward a sticker, and they're paid for. You don't have to worry about it. So again, it gets into just that management cycle. Do that first to get your stickers flowing, set you another goal for the second tier or whatever. We're going to start giving away the poker chip or whatever it might be, and just move forward from there. Use that same method. Ghost, let you jump in because you're another one that, like me, uses Patreon heavily and I think really enjoys the platform over there. So I'll give you the floor because you've probably got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I really enjoy Patreon, but I use it a little bit differently than you and some others. I like to utilize it for obviously interaction, but the interaction as far as is content. So obviously I have different levels where you've got the dollar, $5, $10, $20 with, depending on a sticker, then you got a poker chip, then a patch, then a hat, stuff like that. But I really enjoy utilizing it to getting feedback for content. And I put polls out there, you know, what kind of video you guys want to see, or I'm thinking about doing something like this. What do y'all think? And I use my patrons as my sounding board a lot because those are the ones that, I mean, all my viewers and subscribers and followers, whatever you want to call them, viewers, they all mean the world to me, but the patrons have a special place, obviously, because they're actually invested into the projects. And so I utilize them to say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? I put a video out there a couple hours ago. I'm trying something new, a little fun, little kind of a video that I put out there on Patreon. Say, hey, let me know what you think before I release this. If it's bad, then I won't release it or whatever, you know. I utilize it for interviews, whether it's on the live show or the podcast, and I'll put out there saying, hey, I've got so-and-so coming on the podcast tonight. What kind of questions do you have? And those will be the, if there's questions that they tell me that they want asked, those get the top priority. Those questions get asked before the regular chat questions. So I utilize it that way. And I started a few months ago, and I just realized that with the new phone, I didn't log into it. So I was like, man, I haven't been over there in a while. And I realized I went logged in. But I use Discord also for my patrons, and we're in like a little group chat. You know, you can kind of put pictures in there. We just have private discussions. And I know that you do like the monthly, once a month, the live patron chat, and I use kind of Discord to just have a chat whenever someone has an idea or wants to say something or got something new. They'll put pictures of their new guns or whatever. So I utilize Discord for my patrons as well. We have a little group chat and stuff, but I really enjoy it. When I go to NRA or I go to SHOT Show, and I'll ask my patrons, hey, is there anything you guys want me to take a look at, a review, or ask a company? And most of the time it's really cool because, I mean, I wish they would, but most of the time that they just tell me, hey, you know, just go and have fun and get stuff that you need to get done to make the channel keep going and getting your content out. So, the support has been amazing from the patrons, and, you know, it's just one of those things where I think that when you have a connection with a group of people that are literally invested in what you're doing, I think that that's a really cool bond that you have between those viewers and those fans. And I want to say they're family because they are part of Ghost Tactical as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the vast majority of people, you know, I know I'm this way. I'm not only, you know, on Patreon as a creator, but, you know, support multiple channels. That I think for the most part, the ones that are supporting channels over there, they don't really care whether they get anything or not. I think that's the attitude. So we talk about the perks and doing things for them. Obviously, as creators, we feel that we need to do that. We feel that we need to do that in multiple ways. And one of the ways is just because of showing our work, right? Just being able to show that we are out here, we are doing things, and that we do care. And then the other thing is, like I said at the beginning, is having content, having things on Patreon, where that if random people just happen by you on Patreon for some reason while they're browsing or whatever, not only do they have, you know, your kind of your bio and your show list and your scheduled dates that you release your produced content, things like that available, your perk levels, your goals, all sort of stuff. But, you know, hopefully there's content that has been released publicly, because that is one thing you could do on Patreon. You could set it up to go just to your patrons for, you know, a few days or whatever, a week, and then it will release publicly later on, meaning that anybody following you, they don't have to be supporting you, just following you on Patreon, will see. So I think that's pretty common across the board, that it really speaks to the character and the class of people that come over on that Patreon platform and utilize the platform and engage with you over there, that, you know, they truly are, you know, they're there to support you. They're not really there for what they can get. So Kid out there's got a question, and it's a good one, and I'm going to run this one through the panel, actually. He says, do you guys produce unique content that's just for patrons? Ghost, we'll start on your end.
Sorry about that. Yeah, sometimes I do. It's especially if it's something that a patron has emailed me or called me or texted me or whatever and said, hey, can you do this or can you look at this or something like that, then yeah, I will. A lot of the time is more or less, I age a little bit differently, and I need to get better at putting patron only content out there, but I kind of use patron a little bit differently than other people do. I use it for suggestions, input on future content. So, I probably need to do that a little bit more, but I do every now and then. Yeah.
Yeah. And then what you mentioned on the polls, I mean, the polls are an amazing feature on Patreon. I love those. And I'd actually, you know, I use those for the Launcher Pop every single month, month in and month out. And then I also will use those occasionally here and there. Sometimes it's silly things. You know, I did one recently. It was a poll, and I was like, what are the three or four? I think I went three because I live in the 4-H realm, but the three rules of firearm safety. And, you know, I actually put 10 different silly rules up. You know, there was the three real ones were in there, and then I had all kinds of other ones. It was like a multiple choice, and so we had a lot of fun with that poll. It wasn't really a serious poll. Gizzard, what about you? Do you do any special content over on Patreon?
I haven't done a lot of it. I have done a couple videos that, yeah, I am made private, so only, well, unlisted, so my patrons are the only ones who could see them. And some of them are like intros that I've made and just tried to get everybody's opinions. Do you like this? You know, will this work, that work? And then special messages over the holidays I've recorded for my patrons and stuff like that. One thing I haven't done is the Patreon live chats, which you do on occasion. That's really a good idea, and I need to find a time when I can do that. But, yeah, I have done not near as much as I should, but I have tried it, yes.
Right. Obnoxious, what about you?
I do not, other than I usually put out like a personal note if I get a new patron. I'll leave a little personal note on there, but no, I don't do anything other than that for patron only,
right?
Type things.
Gotcha.
I forgot about that. Can I talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clover, you and I do a lot of certain things, but one of the things that I do that I thought was kind of cool and kind of unique is every time there's a new patron, I utilize it's basically a copy of a Marine Corps promotion warrant, and I'll promote, you know, attention to orders type thing for all the new patrons. So that's, I think people enjoy those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do one similar. It's called the Ye Old Certificate of Merit. So that's done in, of course, a Celtic font and all that cool stuff. So and not only do that for new patrons, but if they upgrade or downgrade or whatever, I'll also go in and create, it's a Photoshop template. Honestly, here it doesn't take a lot of time to make those. So I'll do them. If somebody upgrades their support or downgrades their support, then they'll get an appropriate, certificate for that. So it's a very good point. Now we had a couple of questions. Let me, I think we're in the middle of big kids here, but we got a couple comments. I'll go ahead and hit on those real quick. And just say, if you're out there in the live chat, YouTube side, Gun Channel side, by all means, nerd questions, put them out there. It doesn't really have to even relate to Patreon. If it's, something having to do in the creator realm and tech and stuff like that, throw them out there. If you're in replay listening or whatever, use the comments below and do that. Seven's got, he was hitting on kind of several different things here. He said, from a newer guy's perspective, he said, I wonder if many feel like I do. I don't pay attention to Patreon other than the emails I get from channels I support. He goes on to say he didn't even know that there's anything to do, quote unquote, on Patreon other than what the channels put out there. And then he says, from a content creator point of view, initially thought I would not even consider having a 7W account until I have at least 500 subs. But recently I've been thinking that I'll wait even longer. I would severely advise against you waiting longer. I don't know if you come in late or whatever. But first of all, waiting longer creates more of a management nightmare, potentially can. So having that set up and having that space there as soon as possible. Second of all, you could have 10 subs and all 10 of those subs love your stuff and want to support you. So why in the world would you wait till 500 or after 500 or 1,000 or whatever to potentially give those people the option to do something that they want to do, which is support your efforts, right? So, I would, on that note, I would highly advise people to, do your Patreon thing just as soon as you possibly can. Whatever your hang up is, get over it. Like I said, I talked to another creator earlier this evening, and that's part of why this was a fitting topic, because I've actually talked to people about it a lot lately. And they were kind of the same way. They were hesitant and almost like it was an e-begging situation, or something like that. And I'm like, good Lord, if you understand how Patreon works and if you're over on the site, which goes to the other thing that Seven out there was talking about, you're providing additional content, not just that they're supporting your existing content, but, we're providing additional content on top of that. So, in no way, shape, form, or fashion is it any form of e-bagging, right? To address the whole platform issue, download the app. If you're on a PC, go to patreon.com. Poke around on the platform. Poke around through the stuff that the creators that you support are doing. And remember, too, I said this earlier, I see a lot of discontent with people. and they talk smack about Patreon, and it always comes back around to they support people that don't do anything. Somebody, creators went over there, they set up Patreon, they set up levels, right? Or whatever. Some of them don't even do that. They're making, you know, I don't want to say they're making money, but they're getting support, right? They're getting support from good people out there, from patrons, and then they never engage, they never comment, they never put up a poll, they never do special content. They don't even link the content that they're already making, and that's something that I always do. Even if it's a public video that I've produced, I will throw it on Patreon and release it publicly. So everything that I do through CloverTac is on Patreon and more. So, you know, if I had to pick a platform, I would say, especially if you were going to break off a buck a month, right? If I had to pick a platform that I say is the best one to follow on, hands down, it's going to be Patreon. Tardot, I'll jump over to you. We'll hit on Mr. Big Kid's question there about special content, patron-only content. Were you doing that before and have plans to do that in the future?
Yes, we are getting back on track with starting to do that now. Before, I wasn't the best at it necessarily, but I did get some stuff out there. Usually what I would put on Patreon would be more of behind the scenes, the screw ups, the outtakes that I had from videos I was doing. I would do the patron only shout out videos, just stuff like that, that nobody else was really going to get to see. And it's content that, if I didn't have Patreon and I wasn't putting it on Patreon, it probably just would have been deleted or sitting around on a hard drive or something somewhere and never being put to use. And some of it, honestly, I mean, it was some content that at least had the laugh value to it, or just had some interesting stuff that maybe happened that kind of caused it to have to get deleted out of the video, but mm-hmm. was still had some value to it in the end.
Mm-hmm. Right. That guy's wife, what about you? Special patron-only content?
I have, but I haven't. I have to be honest with you, because I'm listening to you, and, I mean, I'm just, like, extremely overwhelmed. I mean, seriously, I don't know where y'all have the time. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to rack my brain thinking, okay, I have two patrons on my personal one. And I'm thinking, and I actually put stuff on it, but I haven't put anything on it in several days. And I opened my Patreon up today and I've got like 7 notifications. It's either 7 or 9 between you and Ghost. And I'm like, really? And I'm just over here with my jaw just dropped. Like, what do I do? How do I do this? How do I fit this in?
Right. You just got to get on a schedule, you know? That could kind of go into my take on that, the special content, because I've got the monthly scheduled stuff. I mean, I already mentioned the private chat, you know, and that can be anything from talking channel business to just goofing off. It changes from month to month. You never know. To the launch air pop, which is completely cool. That's something that started on the channel publicly, and we still do, you know, some special launch air pop things publicly every now and then. But, you know, the patrons, not only do they get that every single month, but they are involved in that. They actually get to choose the firearm that we use for that. So it's that added level. So that's special content. And then also every month, like clockwork, is a special Q&A video. And that never, I guess I need to back up just a hair to say that the private patron chat we have, that never goes public, ever, regardless. The lawn chair pop will go public a month down the road. And that was a decision, actually, that the patrons made. We were in that private chat, and I said, hey, you know, what do y'all think about turning these loose to the public once the following month has been done. And, you know, they didn't care, of course, you know, like I said earlier, Ghost has said, and everybody else, most of the patrons are there just to support you. You know, they're not concerned with that too much. So they were like, sure, you know, do that. So we do release those publicly a month behind. And then the Q&A, it also never gets released publicly. And because it never gets released publicly, it's one of them things where it's kind of no holds barred with the questions in a way. And so far, I mean, we've had some that have, you know, been on that borderline of being personal stuff. We've had, you know, there's some goofballs, obviously, we know that are in this community and out there viewing and watching and stuff like that. And, you know, they throw some really silly questions, and those are always fun, you know, almost like the, you know, is a hot dog a sandwich question, or, you know, silly stuff like that, which makes that Q&A video really fun. And then, you know, outside of that, if you're talking about, you know, content can mean a bunch of things. So, you know, a lot of times there's behind the scenes things to where I'm making decisions on, okay, well, I need this piece of equipment or to replace this or do that. And, you know, so I'll throw pictures up of things that I'm looking at, or I'm trying to think of some of the other, some of the, your, you know, weird things. Ghost talked about the polls, you know, previously, but, you know, all that can be, of course, considered content without a doubt. What is roll call says, how does the payouts work with Patreon? Is it end of the month, or can you set it up to where you pick the time? Also, how do you transfer funds? Okay. That's a great question. Ro, appreciate that, because, you know, we're going through Patreon and everything here, and that's one thing we have not talked about is, you know, the actual financial end, you know, how all that's facilitated. As far as transferring the funds, getting the funds out, you can do that a couple of ways. You can do that through, you know, where it sucks it over into your PayPal, or you can do that where it will direct deposit it into a bank account. Okay. So you don't have to use PayPal. And that's honestly, that's probably a better way to go with some of the sentiment with PayPal nowadays. But then part of the question was, how does, is it the end of the month, or you can set up what time? So as far as Patreon begins billing patrons, right, at the first of every month. And then usually by the fifth of every month, you have your funds. Now, let's say that you have went over, let's say, you know, I've gone over and I've pledged $1 support to Ghost. And I do that like the 25th, let's say, of April, right? So May the 1st comes along. I have no money in the bank. My bank account's a penny or zero, or it's whatever, right? And it tries to charge. If it can't charge before the 5th, it will continually try to charge on a cycle. Okay. So, and I've noticed this, I'm not going to name any names, but I know that I've got some patrons that it's a situation to where their pay schedule is weird. So it declines their card at the first of every single month. Right. And I just know to expect it. They've explained that to me. They're like, we don't get paid. It'll, you know, a couple of weeks, you know, the money will be there. It'll charge it again and it'll go through. And it does. So if it charges their thing after the 5th, then it simply applies that to the following month is how that works. So I guess the Ghost is probably up to speed on how the payment works. Did I miss anything or mess anything up with that?
Yeah. No, it's usually, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
Hello.
Yeah.
It's I don't know. It's weird. I'm sorry. Yeah, it pays out on like the 6th or the 7th. But like you said, there are people that I know, and I have several of them. There will be people that won't get charged until the 20th every month. And it's just what it is, you know, because that's like you said, their pay schedule. So I don't know what the schedule is after that fifth. Is it once a week and all that? I don't know. But yeah, they continue to try to charge and all that. And it's you know, once I know about it, I don't even, you know, I've got two or three of them that I don't, I just, I know that it's going to be the end of the month, but it is what it is. It's, you know, it's life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, good question there, Ro.
What I've found to help, Roll call out is I support more people than I take in, so I don't have to worry about where it goes. Patreon just keeps it.
They keep it all, right?
They just keep it all and then take some more.
And yeah, I mean, I was there at one time. I totally understand. So yeah, if you do that, you certainly don't have to worry about it. You know, kind of like getting that tax refund, right? And then, you know, all of a sudden, nope, you don't get that anymore. So, let's see, what is Pete? Pete out there's got something. He says, if you intend on creating content that is intended to do good things, then you're creating value. Those who value your content should have the ability to contribute toward it. Yeah, and that's what we're talking about, and that's what I typically push, you know. Just because I've got a Patreon, I mean, if you don't want to do that, then don't do that. If you can't afford to do that, don't do that. We talk about it all the time. There's way other ways to support a channel that are just as beneficial. I've talked about this on several occasions, but, you know, sharing, for example, just being involved in other social media avenues or whatever, and maybe sharing my Patreon or sharing even a piece of content could make other people aware of what's going on. And then one of those other people may be willing to come over and support. So by proxy, you know, you've helped with the financial support, with the monetary support, even though you're not able to, you know, potentially not able to do it yourself or whatever. Yeah. Seven Wonder says he thinks his Patreon donations come out of PayPal on the first of each month. Yeah, they absolutely do. But yeah, and I believe it was Seven out there that was talking too about the whole quality thing. He said that you know, you've got to, you know, he feels he needs better quality or something before he does it. And let me just say this, you've got to get over a lot of stuff when you step into this arena. And you know, you become a content creator, social influencer, YouTuber, whatever label, I guess, that you want to put on yourself. You've got to let go of a lot of stuff. You know, it's kind of like Star Wars, to let go of the hate, I guess. But you really do. And one of the things that you've got to let go of is this whole notion of quality. Until you have thousands and thousands of subs, don't worry about quality. You know, get the content done, right? Get as much value in there as far as what you're presenting, the information you're presenting, and stuff like that. Nothing aggravates me more than people that'll jump on a live stream. And I hope, you know, if a butt hurts somebody out there over this, you know, right now it just happens. But nothing aggravates me more than somebody jumping on a live stream that is having an excellent, outstanding, amazing conversation and gripes about the video quality. Really? Do you have to see the hairs on Ghost's chinny chin chin to absorb an amazing conversation that's going on? You know, I don't understand. I hope not. Well, I mean, I don't understand that mentality. That mentality is lost on me. So, and it's honestly, it's lost on most people. So don't overvalue the quality. Go ahead, Obnoxious.
I'm just glad that I have your blessing to not worry about my quality.
There you go.
Because I don't want to worry about my quality.
Well, let's be honest. Were you worried about it before?
No, not really.
Yeah. It's, not really. You know, don't. I mean, yeah. Quality comes. I mean, think about it, right? You Ghost is big into, you know, it's big into the sports and all that before. Do you step on a field and you're an all-star player immediately? No.
Oh no. I can see the difference between my first you know, my first videos and where I'm at. And it's like anything else. The more you do it, the better it's going to get. And I've started, you know, started to play around with stuff. And
The quality will come as you get the quantity in, because that quantity is practice, right? So, get that quantity out there, and you'll be okay. Don't get hung up on all that stuff. Don't get hung up on stuff that's subjective.
No, and I'm with you on, you know, people do it on Yankees chat all the time. They talk about how bad his video quality is, and it's right. Like you're watching it for the cut. It's a guy sitting in front of a microphone and a computer screen.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the, other than my internet being crap, right?
So is mine.
That's one of the reasons I intentionally turn my camera off, is because you need to be looking. You need to be listening to the conversation, right? You need to be listening to what I'm saying, not watching and, you know, my lips move on the screen. I'm certainly not anything to freaking look at. So, you know, maybe you're looking at the patches on the wall in the background, or maybe something else in the background is catching your attention, I guess. I don't know. I don't get that aspect of it. You know, you look at Yankee, you look at Matt, they've got the same exact backdrop every single show they do. So, you know, at some point you've seen every doll that's on Matt's shelf in the back, and you've seen every, you know, magnet that's on Yankee's gun safe, right?
Well, Matt does change up Leonardo back there sometimes. So
yeah, he does move stuff around, put some different firearms over the flag and stuff occasionally. That is true. But for the most part, it's the same layout. You're not really getting a lot. But we kind of got off subject a little bit there. Roll call out there saying action figures, they're dolls, man. Come on. There's no action to those figures. Come on. The arms and legs might move, but that's about it. So glorified dolls, man dolls, we could even call. But let's get out of here. I think we've covered everything. I'll open it up to the entire panel. Just in case we forgot something Patreon related, if we've forgotten anything that might be important. Gizzard dropped something on the floor, but other than that, I didn't hear a yay. So there's Matt. Speaking of Matt, he said it's a collectible action figure, not a doll. And of course people want to see my sexy face. Yeah. Okay. Now I'm concerned. I have some concern, right? So, let's run this through the panel.
He's hammered.
And I'm sure he is. He was drinking distilled water earlier. So I guess that was his chaser for the vodka or something. I don't know, but, yeah, it's okay. I'm blessed to have the master of the collectible action figures out there in the chat. But let's run this one through the room, and then we'll close up shop and get the heck out there. He's admitted to being totally hammered, by the way. That guy's wife. You got any plugs? Anything? Projects coming up? Things you need to talk about?
Oh my gosh, I have several things coming up. This weekend I get to go and pick up my AR pistol that I get to keep for a little while. So I get to pick that up Saturday, and I'm also going to take my first self-defense class this weekend. So I'm hoping to get some video film or footage from that also. And of course I've got some videos that are getting ready to drop, and I'm going to do my best to put them on my Patreon first. So, but yeah. Oh, and I just actually started my That Guy's Life Media Facebook page. I just did that a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So yeah, I mean, I'm getting more out there. It's just, it's a lot.
Right.
So, but thank you for having me.
Yeah. And yeah, diversity is important. So if there is a platform you can get on, then get on it. Tardot, what do you got going on?
Not a whole lot. I got a couple more NRAM videos coming out. I've had a few drop this past week, and me and Gunpowder may actually, we're talking to a range that's nearby. It just opened up a couple months ago. Range/gun shop. We're actually going to go talk to them and see about getting our official CPLs for Michigan. since we moved and haven't gotten that done yet. So we're going to be working on that. Hopefully we're getting some video from that and some other stuff. And then of course, like I was saying, we do have some projects in mind that we haven't hammered out details, but we're looking at trying to get some educational videos together, some kind of youth / family educational stuff to really focus on the 2A and the shooting side of it rather than just one or the other.
Awesome. Mr. Obnoxious.
Yes, sir.
What you got?
I have the last couple of my NRAM interviews coming up. One is with F1 Firearms. They do a lot of really, really nice, and by really, really nice, I mean expensive ARs. And they did a pretty good presentation while I was there. And I've got one coming up from TNW Firearms. That was there. They make a neat little arrow survival rifle, which breaks down completely, and then they've got a little backpack that it all goes into as well. And if it looks a lot like the Gun Snobs video, it's purely by coincidence. It's not because the Gun Snob and I were both there filming his one presentation. Not at all. So it's totally on you if you think it looks just like Gun Snobs,
right?
But with a different angle,
right? I got you. That's kind of like the live that Ghost and I did with Pincus. You know, it was literally a 3-foot difference in the camera angle, and that was about it. You know, that it was the exact same video. So, Gizzard, what you got coming up, bud? You got a show this weekend. You got one tomorrow night.
Yes, we have Foul Territory tomorrow night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Love to see everybody there. And then Sunday morning, we have the Early Bird Chat at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, where basically we let the viewers pretty much be the show. It's kind of a moderated lobby, so to speak, where we run for 3 to 4 hours and just discuss what we want to discuss. I mean, we keep it clean, but we have a good visit every Sunday morning. Love to have you by there. Since we're talking about Patreon, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to all of my patrons out there. Love you all for your support and everything, and thanks for the invite.
You bet. Ghost, bring it home.
I just want to say that I hate Patreon. I hate all my patrons. You make me sick, and I wish that you would just leave. No, no, I don't have anything, man. Thanks for the show. Get out there and shoot this weekend. And thanks for everyone that watches and supports and likes the stuff. And make sure you guys are supporting everybody on this panel. And one way or the other, whether it's through Patreon or through sharing or through liking or whatever, that's important. Share is just as important as anything else. So thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Yeah, as for my end, I mean, got a good one coming up. Tomorrow morning it will release for the Fire and Friday podcast. We got Liberty Doll, so you don't want to miss that one. That was a good one for sure. Yeah, if you've watched, followed on Instagram, maybe a little bit on Facebook, you'll know that, the podcast recordings, coming out of, the Context Made from, NRA are happening. Did two today. I've got two more to record tomorrow. So that'll be basically in 2 days, a month's worth of content with those, which, you know, I gotta say, if you're a patron over there on Patreon, guess what? You can get those today, tomorrow, Saturday. You don't have to wait a month. So just something to potentially consider. With that said, again, thanks for everybody out there in the chat, on the YouTube side, as well as, over on the gun channels. It was really quiet on the gun channels. But that's okay. And if you're listening, watching, whatever, in replay, you know, don't forget there's comments below. Heck, if you're in the live chat right now on either side and something comes to mind later on, look up the replay, either on the video platforms, the podcasting platforms, whatever, utilize those comments below because, yeah, it's all about the conversation. And I think we had a really good one tonight, on Patreon. So with that, we're out of here. We'll catch you guys next week. Till then, stay nerdy.